welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
Boy, has the approach to people with obesity changed in the past 2 years. The health effects associated with being overweight or obese have been known to the medical profession for a very long time. In fact, maybe like 2,500 years ago. There are lots of ways to calculate obesity. Each has its own flaws. We know that the risks imparted by obesity follow a continuum and vary considerably between individuals. So our job is not to tell a person that they're obese. I think it's rare to find a person who doesn't know that they're obese. But how we talk to them about their obesity and weight loss can make a difference. Do we highlight the benefits of weight loss or the risks of excessive weight on their health? You found a very interesting article. It was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine 2023. It starts on page 1437. The article attempts to answer the question, when we do suggest weight loss to patients, is a framework that highlights the benefits of weight loss better than one that suggests the risks of excessive weight on health? Mark, what did this cohort study find?
Yeah, it was in Annals of Internal Medicine. It's called Relationship Between Clinician Language and the Success of Behavioral Weight Loss Interventions. It was a mixed method study. So they had this cohort of patients who were undergoing brief interventions to motivate the patients to lose weight in a primary care setting. And this study looked at the conversations between those clinicians and the participants in the study. They recorded 246 of these conversations, and then they were coded by three authors of this study to assign a valence of the initial information provided by clinicians. And they categorized it as good news, bad news, or neutral. So how was the information presented? And we've seen similar studies of language around end-of-life care, language around how long to continue screening. And, you know, patients are quite sensitive to the type of language, and they pick up very clearly on when we're giving a positive message or a negative. So when the clinician began the discussion by offering weight loss as an opportunity or by asserting the benefits, especially in an enthusiastic manner, so a positive message, patients were more likely to agree to attend a weight loss program, actually attend the program, and they actually lost more weight, about 3.6 kilos, which is about 8 pounds more than when the solicitation was delivered either neutrally or negatively by listing all the harms of excessive weight. Oh, you have to do this because you're going to get diabetes and you're going to get a blah, 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 and arthritis. And instead, talking about the positive seems to be much more successful. So bottom line, presenting weight loss as an opportunity is the better approach rather than scolding patients for their excess weight. Framing it in terms of positive effects rather than listing the excess weight, increase participation and increase their eventual weight loss.
Yeah. For listeners who take care of adolescent patients, this is a piece of advice that I talk to parents about all the time. I mean, it's much better to praise and outline positive things that your teen has done rather than to scold them and chastise them and make them feel horrible. So it's no surprise that this is the finding here with obese people as well.
Yeah, that's what the dog trainer tells us as well about our golden retrievers, is praise works better than punishment. So.
Yes, it's
for everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Good advice. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.